Good evening, Blue Jays fans. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at TD Ballpark getting set for game four of this six-game set between the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Just one game tonight after last night's doubleheader ended in a split. Game one went to Fort Myers 8-4, and game two went 2-0 to your Blue Jays. Game one was the resumption of Thursday night's game here at TD Ballpark that just went over two innings on that fishing night here at the stadium. Fort Myers held on for an 8-4 victory after the Blue Jays got it to within one twice, but towards the end in the 8th and 9th innings, Fort Myers put three on the board between those two and ended up with an 8-4 victory. In Game 2, Kendry Rojas was superb for the Blue Jays. In his fourth start and seventh appearance for Dunedin this season, Rojas went five shutout innings, only allowing four hits, walking none, and striking out eight, qualifying for his second win of the year to improve to 2-0 on the season. And out of the pen, Lazaro Estrada was outstanding as well. Two perfect innings in relief to close out the seven-inning contest and earn his fourth save in as many attempts. On the offensive side for the Blue Jays, Ryan McCarty provided all the scoring they'd need, jumping on a first-pitch fastball by Corey Lewis, going opposite field for his first homer of the year, a two-run shot, and the Blue Jays held on for a 2-0 win. With the split, the Blue Jays sit at 22-20 on the season, Fort Myers at 24-18. And looking around at the rest of the Florida State League standings, starting in the East, Palm Beach leads the way in that division, a game up. They are 25-18, a game up on the 24-19 Jupiter Hammerheads. In third in the East, the Daytona Tortugas sit at 18-25, seven games back of Palm Beach. And the St. Lucie Mets still in the cellar in that East division, 10-31, 14 games back of Palm Beach. And in the West, Clearwater leads the way. The Threshers sit at 31-10. They're 7.5 games up on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who are 24-18. Bradenton, the Marauders, they sit third. They're 23-20, nine games back of Clearwater. Your Blue Jays sit in fourth, 9.5 games back, a game back of Bradenton at 22-20. Lakeland sits in fifth place. They're 18-25. The Lakeland Flying Tigers are 14 games back of first. And the Tampa Tarpons round out the division in last place. They are 17-26, 15 games back. And now on to tonight, Zebby Matthews makes his seventh start, eighth total appearance for the Mighty Muscles. He's 3-1 with a 2.94 ERA through 33 2/3 innings pitched. He's faced the Blue Jays. This will be his third time. In the previous two, he's 1-1. In his first start of the year, he went five innings pitched, only giving up three hits, no runs, while striking out seven. But the last time these Blue Jays faced him, he went four innings pitched, gave up nine hits, four runs, three earned. A walk, but 8 Ks. He looked to improve on that stat line and look more like the first time we saw him, but hopefully he'll end up looking like the last time we saw him. And for the Blue Jays, it's not Sunday, but Eliander Acalde gets the start for Dunedin. The right-hander out of Venezuela, 19 years old, making his sixth start of the year, eighth total appearance. He's 2-1 with a 3.62 ERA through 27 1/3 innings pitched. In his last time out at Tampa, he went just three innings, giving up three hits, two runs both earned, while walking two and striking out six. But the time before that, he was superb against Clearwater. Six innings of one-run baseball, four hits, one walk, and another 6 Ks. Both of the pitchers here starting tonight have been strikeout machines. We'll see which one wins the duel and which team wins here in Game 4. The Blue Jays looking for a tie of the series here for Game 4. They're currently down 2-1 to Fort Myers. And now let's take a look at the lineups first for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, managed by Brian Meyer. Batting first, the DH, Jorel Ortega. Batting second at shortstop, Danny DeAndrade. Batting third, the catcher, Ricardo Olivar. Batting fourth at third base, Rafael Cruz. Batting fifth at second base, Dalton Shuffield. Batting sixth in right field, Alex Sayer. Batting seventh in center field, Maddox Houghton. Batting eighth at first base, Dylan Tatum. And rounding out the order for the Mighty Muscles, batting ninth in left field, Luis Baez. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this tonight. Batting first in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting second at shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting third, the DH tonight, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth at first base, Peyton Williams. Batting fifth, the catcher, Sammy Hernandez. Batting sixth at third base, Ryan McCarty. Batting seventh in right field, Robert Robertis. Batting eighth in left field, Roque Salinas. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth at second base, Luis Garcia. That will do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll be taking a quick break, and we'll return right before first pitch, which should be in about 7 minutes or so. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are getting set for game four of this six-game set between the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. It's 78 degrees and sunny. A beautiful night for some baseball here at TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida. Eliander Acalde is going to be on the bump for your Blue Jays, making his sixth start of the year. Eighth total appearance, a 3.62 ERA through 27 and a third innings pitched, and a 2-1 record for the 19-year-old out of Venezuela. Throw down to second, we're all set. Jorel Ortega is going to lead things off for the Mighty Muscles, batting 3.01 on the year, 3 home runs, 29 RBIs. He's been playing a lot of third base to start off this series, but he's DHing here in Game 4. First pitch by Acalde, taken low and outside for a ball to start off Ortega 0-1. Wind blowing straight out towards right center field. That'll provide quite a bit of carry on these fly balls in this ballgame. That one taken low for a ball now 2-0. Eliander Acalde, the last time he was here pitching at TD Ballpark, six innings of one-run baseball, just four hits allowed and striking out six Clearwater Threshers, getting his second victory of the year. That one missed a little upstairs, now a 3-0 count to the first batter he's facing. This is a challenge game here. The rest of these three ball games to finish out this series will be challenge games. That one in there for a strike, now 3-1, the count to Ortega. Each team is allowed three challenges. If you're successful, you keep it. If you are not, you lose it. Easy as that. Now the 3-1. That one just off the plate. It's going to be a leadoff walk. Really close on that fastball, but Ortega able to lay off and take the walk. That'll bring up Danny D'Andrade, the shortstop here tonight for Fort Myers. On the year, batting 246, a home run, 16 RBIs. Righty-righty matchup out of the stretch. Acalde kicks, fires that one low and outside. That fastball struggling with his command here early on in this ballgame. One in of the count. Acalde looking into Sammy Hernandez. Now he comes set. Righty kicks, fires that one low and inside. Time called. Sammy's going to go out and talk to Eliander. Manuel Beltre is going to join them on the mound. Blue Jays wearing their blue jerseys, white pants. Fort Myers, their purple jersey and gray pants here in Game 4. And now Sammy's headed back to the plate. Pat on the back for Manuel Beltre to Eliander Acalde. That's their first mound visit. It's going to be a 2-0 count to D'Andrade. Acalde kicks, fires that one right at the knees, called a strike, asking for a challenge is D'Andrade. And that is confirmed as a strike. So the first challenge of the game is unsuccessful. Fort Myers down to two for the rest of the game. Patrick Buell behind the plate. Connor Crowell, the umpire on the bases. The righty fires the 2-1. That one lifted right side. That's going to get out of play. And now it's 2-2 to D'Andrade. Eliander got a new ball, but he didn't like it. He asked for a new one. Tosses the old ball over towards the on-deck circle on the Blue Jay side. A 2-2 count. Acalde looking in. Ortega still over there at first base. A 2-2, that one off the plate outside. That'll run it full. Three balls, two strikes. Ortega is a threat to steal. He's 10 of 15 on the year. And there he goes. 3-2, that one. Little pop-up into shallow right field. Luis Garcia, it's going to get out away from him. Now throw to second, and in time is Ortega. with Garcia hustling to second to cover the potential stolen base by Ortega. That little flare shot off the bat of De Andrade landed harmlessly in the shallow right field area. A bloop single now. Runners on first and second to start off this inning for Ricardo Olivar. Olivar, first pitch taken in the dirt. 1-0. On the year, Olivar batting .276, 4 home runs, 20 RBIs. He's third on the team in that RBI total and second on the team in home runs. He's been very productive from the catching position. That one upstairs, now a 2-0 count. 13 pitches already for Acalde. Only 4 of them find in the zone. Now the righty comes set. Kicks, fires. Tapper foul towards the Fort Myers dugout. And now it's 2-1. Eliander has struggled a little bit in the beginning stages of ball games. But the farther he goes into his outings, the better he gets. Now the 2-1. That one low. It's 3-1 now. In danger of walking the bases loaded here to Olivar. Rafael Cruz, the third baseman, waiting on deck. Still no outs here in the first inning. Eliander sets. And the 3-1. That one missed up high. Sammy's going to ask for a challenge. Patrick Buehl turning around, and that is going to be ball 4. So both teams are 0-for-1 on their challenges. And now the Blue Jays are going to have a mound visit out there. The entire infield is going to converge. Yael Hernandez, acting pitching coach, out there to talk with Eliander and the Blue Jays infield, determine how they want to go about this situation. Bases are loaded. Nobody out here in the top half of the first. Rafael Cruz is going to be the batter. Patrick Buehl out there to break up the meeting. Cruz, the 23rd ranked prospect in the Minnesota Twins organization. He struggled to start the year, just a .175 batting average. But he's got a chance to do some damage here without an out in this first inning. Cruz playing in his 11th game this season. First pitch, cuts and misses at that slider. 0-1 to start him off. Two walks, sandwiching a single for the first three batters of this Mighty Muscles order. Acalde comes set. And the 0-1. That one in the dirt in front of the plate. A good block by Hernandez. That hit him on the right side. Actually, I think that hit him on the hand. Hernandez sacrificing the body to keep that ball in front of him. 1-1. The corners are in for the Blue Jays. Middle infield in double play depth. That one lifted. That'll be an infield fly. So the catch won't matter, but Luis Garcia is going to let it drop anyway. Got up in the sun. And instead of making an effort on it and seeing what happened with any potential ricochet, he let it fall. Either way, it's an out. Infield fly rule in effect, and Cruz will head back to the dugout. Now Dalton Shuffield will step in. Base is still loaded, but the Blue Jays have gotten their first out. Shuffield Stepping in for the first time, first pitch, that one in there. Slider at the bottom of the zone, 0-1 to start him. 255 average, two home runs, 15 RBIs on the season. Sheffield playing in his 32nd game. Acalde kicks, fires the 0-1, tapper foul. Looked a little up and in on that 90-mile-an-hour fastball, but Sheffield took a hack at it, and it's 0-2. Strikeout here would be massive for Acalde. Acalde comes set. Kicks, fires the 0-2. That one off the plate outside. Count moves to 1-2. Acalde looking into Hernandez. Now he comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. That changeup by Acalde got Sheffield swinging his first K. Two down here in the inning. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Roque Salinas in left, Jaden Rudd in center field, Robert Robertes in right field. Along that infield, third to first, Ryan McCarty at third, Manuel Beltre at short, Luis Garcia at second base, and Peyton Williams at first, with Sammy Hernandez forming the battery with Eleander Acalde. Two down here. Bases still loaded for Alex Sayer. First pitch to him. That one way up high. Sammy getting up to that one, keeping it from getting to the screen. Now 1-0 to start off Sayer. On the year, batting 213, two home runs, seven RBIs. Now Acalde comes set. The 1-0. Foul tip. That one off of the right knee pad of Hernandez and over to the right side. 1-1 the count. Fort Myers loaded the bases with no outs in this inning. Now Eleander Acalde just an out away from getting out of the jam. The 1-1. That one low and outside. Two balls and a strike. Acalde kicks, fires. That one above the zone. Now 3-1 to Sayer. A hitter's count with the bases loaded. 3-1. You can't put him anywhere. We'll see what Acalde goes with here against his right-handed hitter. Now the 3-1. That one inside. That's going to be ball four. So Acalde walks in a run. Center fielder. Three walks in the inning. And now Maddox Houghton is going to step in. Sayer credited with an RBI for his troubles. Everybody else moves up a bag. Now the righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Houghton. That one above the zone, 1-0. That slider at the top of the zone isn't working at the moment. They're not getting the call on it. Now the 1-0. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by Williams. He'll take it to first himself, and that will end the inning. So Fort Myers loads the bases with no outs. They can only manage one run. We'll head to the home half of the first here at TD Ballpark. 1-0 Fort Myers leads. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Nelly, you ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights, pulling to the club just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight, I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking alright. DK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me froze in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low.
Let's roll.
Let's roll.
Let's roll.
I'll go anywhere you wanna go.
messing with a bro now. I'm a bro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go now. Show sold out. From the front to the back, hip hop, bro, the hold down. Got the game on the go route.
This is Ian Churchill, and you're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
We're back here, bottom half of the first, a 1-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles. Eleander Calde able to get out of that bases loaded jam, just allowing one run. First pitch to Jaden Rudd. That one missed for a ball, 1-0 to get him started. Zebby Matthews on the bump for the Mighty Muscles, making his seventh start, eighth total appearance for Fort Myers. That one missed upstairs now. A 2-0 count. Matthews 3-1 on the year, a 2.94 ERA with through 33 and two-thirds innings pitch. That one fouled back up and out of play. Now 2-1 to Rudd. Lefty-righty matchup. The righty, that one in on the hands, fouled off. Now 2-2. Jaden on the year batting 231, two home runs, nine RBIs. He's definitely improved at the plate since the beginning of this season. Now the 2-2, and he tried to hold up but went around. Goes down swinging on that inside slider. One up, one down. Let's meet the Fort Myers defense. In the outfield, left to right, Luis Baez, Maddox Houghton, and Alex Sayer. Along that infield, third to first, Rafael Cruz at third, Danny DeAndrade at short, Dalton Shuffield at second base, and Dylan Tatum mans first with Ricardo Olivar behind the dish. One up, one down. First pitch to Manuel Beltre. In there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Now a soft tapper over to third. That'll be picked up by Cruz. Long throw in time to get Beltre. And that's two up, two down. That'll bring up Tucker Thoman. He'll bat from the left side here against the righty. Zebby has been a strikeout machine for the Mighty Muscles. 47 strikeouts through 33 and two-thirds innings pitched coming into tonight. Now out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. First pitch swinging, but a little late on that fastball at 94. 0-1 to start off Thoman. Thoman on the year batting 237, two home runs, 13 RBIs. That changeup missed off the plate outside. That'll be 1-1 now. That one inside. Two balls and a strike now to Thoman. He calls time. He'll take a second. Now headed back into the box. There's a shadow from the roof right in the middle between the mound and the plate. Now cutting a miss on that fastball. It's 2-2. That'll make it difficult for hitters early on in this ballgame until that shadow reaches the mound. Now the 2-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Fastball off the plate. Tucker chased after it. He goes down swinging, three up, three down for the Blue Jays. Two Ks in the inning for Matthews. We'll head to the top of the second. 1-0, Mighty Muscles lead after one.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture.
We're back here, top half of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. A call day back out for a second inning worth of work. It took him 30 pitches to get through the first. So he settles down here in this second inning. First pitch to Dylan Tatum, missed just above the zone. 1-0 to start off the Fort Myers first baseman. Tatum on the year batting 179, no home runs, two RBIs on the season. Out of the windup, Acalde, the 1-0, that one missed as well. Sammy looking like he wanted to ask for a challenge. Those are some close pitches. Back-to-back to start off the inning. And Patrick Buehl didn't give the Blue Jays either one of them. Now the 2-0, that one inside, and quickly 3-0 the count. Three pitches for Acalde already. 21 have been outside the zone. Now a time violation on Dylan Tatum. That'll put a strike on the board. Wasn't in the box with 8 seconds left. So 3-1 the count. And the pitch. Ground ball foul. Down the left side. It's 3-2. Now a full count. And according to game day, those first two pitches, narrowly above the zone. So Patrick Buehl with a good eye to start off. 3-2 pitch by Acalde. That one a chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by McCarty. Long throw across the diamond in time. Nice play by McCarty. Really long throw in the far left corner of the infield.
Left fielder, number 22.
Made a strong throw on the fly to first base to Peyton Williams. For the 5-3 put out, four out number one. That brings up Luis Baez. Recently activated from the dev list for the Mighty Muscles. First page in there for a called strike. 0-1. Looked like he wanted to potentially ask for a challenge and held up on it. Takes it for a strike. It's 0-1. Out of the windup, Calde, the pitch. That one lifted left side. That'll hook out of play. Now, Baez quickly down 0-2. Baez playing in his 10th game this year. Just 1-for-10. Only 10 at-bats taken this season. Now, out of the windup, the 0-2 pitch. Upstairs. That'll put a ball on the board. 1-2. Now the count to the left fielder. Acalde with his fastball, it sits low 90s, typically around 90-92. Now ground ball left side. McCarty tested again, played it on the tough hop, and the throw's in time. Back-to-back nice plays there by Ryan McCarty. That ball took a high hop, and he was able to snag it out of the air. Getting that glove on it and making another strong throw across the diamond. Two up, two down, both thanks to Ryan McCarty. Now two down, top of the order. Jarell Ortega back up. First pitch to him. That one missed. Sammy thought it was close again. He's having a conversation with Patrick Buehl on where it missed. Out of the windup, the 1-0. Lifted. Right side, shallow right. Robert Robertez coming in. He'll call off Luis Garcia. Make the grab for the out. And that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go. The Mighty Muscles will head to the bottom half of the second here at TD Ballpark. 1-0. Fort Myers leads. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Hey.
you can't be right. Yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. Told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. Yeah. I do the same thing. I told you that I never would. Told you I'd change.
We're back here, top bottom half rather, of the second inning. Peyton Williams gonna lead things off for the Blue Jays. Righty lefty matchup. First pitch, a foul tip just off the inner part of the bat and back to the backstop. 0-1. Zebby Matthews back out for his second inning worth of work. Went three up, three down in the first, including two K's. Now a tapper off that front foot of Peyton. Now 0-2. Peyton Williams on the year batting .266, 5 home runs, 29 RBIs. He's the team leader in both of those categories for Dunedin. Now the 0-2, that one low. Good tough take there by Williams. A ball and two strikes. And a cut and a miss on that inside breaking ball. Got him swinging. 3 Ks now on the day for Zebby Matthews through 4 batters. Now Sammy Hernandez is going to step in. Nobody on, one away for Sammy. That one sent high towards center, but a little underneath it, right there in front of the track, is Maddox Houghton. He'll haul it in. It sounded real good off the bat, but just a bit underneath, and the wind couldn't carry it too far. And now Ryan McCarty's going to step in. Two up, two down. Now 5-0 retired to start off the game for Matthews. First pitch to McCarty, taking low and outside on the slider. 1-0. McCarty hit his first home run of the year last night. A two-run shot in the first inning off Corey Lewis. That landed the Blue Jays' bullpen. That one, a foul tip off the mask of Ricardo Olifar. Checking on him to make sure he's good is Patrick Buell, and he is. Now a 1-1 count to McCarty. McCarty batting .236 on the season. The one home run, 11 RBIs. And the 1-1. Ground ball, one hops over to the shortstop, D'Andrade. Long throw in time for the 6-3 putout. Three up, three down, and back-to-back innings for Zebby Matthews and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. We'll head to the top half of the third here at TD Ballpark. It's 1-0. Fort Myers leads. We're back here, top half of the third. Eliander Calde back out for his third inning worth of work. Danny D'Andrade going to lead things off for the Mighty Muscles. He rips that one well foul, 1-0, well out in front of that fastball. Andrade, 1-for-1. He singled into right field but got stranded at third base with the bases loaded. Fort Myers able to scrape across one run in that inning. Now the 0-1. That one skips. 1-1 now the count to Andrade. Called a much better second inning than first. 3 up, 3 down. See if he can build on that. The 1-1. That one just inside. Now it's 2-1. Out of the windup, Picalde starts it. Kicks, fires. Check in his swing, but he went around, says Patrick Buell. I think it was in there anyway. And I'll tell you what, looking at game day, Patrick Buell is right on these pitches that have been deemed balls. They are so close. That one off the top of the netting. It stayed in the field of play. 2-2 now the count to Andrade. And the 2-2 pitch. Ripped towards left, going over to the foul line is Roque, and he's able to come up with it in the left field corner. A little bit off the end of the bat of Danny D'Andrade. Sounded good, but it kind of died when it hit the apex. Able to fall into the glove of Roque Salinas, and that's one up, one down. Ricardo Olivar now stepping in. Reached on a walk in his only appearance. First pitch, that one at the knees, called a strike. 0-1 to start him off. And the 0-1 pitch to Olivar. That one in the dirt. Checked his swing at it. Evens it up, 1-1. This will be a Calday's 50th pitch of the day. Starts the windup, the 1-1. That one in there. He drops in a slider. 1-2. And that first pitch, that was so close, right at the knees. According to game, they clipped the zone by maybe just a hair. But Patrick Buell, on these close pitches, has been all over. All of them, really. Now the 1-2. That one inside. Count evens now. 2-2. Ground ball right side. That'll be picked up by Luis Garcia. He flips it over to first for the out. And that's two down. Now six straight retired by Eleander Calde, dating back to the end of the first inning. Now Rafael Cruz stepping in. He popped out into an infield fly, one that Luis Garcia let hit the ground as it was caught up in the wind, and he would have had to backpedal and reach behind him, so smartly just let it go because it was already an out. That one sent towards left, over towards the wall is Roque, and it's gone. Rafael Cruz hit it 109.2 off the bat, his second homer of the year. That doubles Fort Myers' lead. 2-0 here in the top half of the third. Fort Myers has been hitting the ball well in this series, and that continues here with Rafael Cruz.
Second baseman,
now
one.
Dalton Shuffield will step in. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. That low outside slider just clipped the zone. 0-1 to start off Shuffield. He struck out swinging and is only a bat thus far. Now out of the windup, the 0-1 pitch. That one off the plate outside. A ball and a strike. Acalde kicks, deals. That one at the knees, called a strike now. 1-2 the count to Sheffield. He struck out on a 1-2 count in his last at bat. The pitch. That one poked right side. That's going to be a fair ball. Down the right field line. It's going to one hop on the small wall out there. Robertus is going to have to pick it up on the run. And into second easily is Dalton Sheffield.
Right fielder, number 12, Alex Sayer.
Back-to-back extra base hits, the solo shot, and now the double by Sheffield. That's his fifth double of the year and extends the inning, puts himself in scoring position for Alex Sayer. Sayer reached on a walk, drove in a run in his last plate appearance, that being in the first inning. Now the first pitch to him, that one in there for a called strike. Acalde losing a little bit of velo here in this third inning. He's up to 58 pitches. That fastball coming in at just 87. Now the 0-1, that one off the plate. Popped out of the glove of Hernandez, but not near far enough for Sheffield to try and take third. Especially with two outs. One and one out of the stretch. Acalde fires. That one called a strike right of the knees. One and two the count here. 2-0 ball game. Fort Myers leading in the top of the third. And the 1-2. Jack in a swing of that slider alone outside. They asked for an appeal and he did not go around. Able to hold up on that really nice slider. Now, two balls, two strikes. Acalde deals. That one fouled off right side. Two balls, two strikes here. Runner in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles. They've got a 2-0 advantage. And the 2-2 by Acalde. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Hernandez. Count runs full now, 3-2. Called a looking towards second base. Now turns, kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. That inside changeup got him to swing over top. Dangerous pitch, but Sayer couldn't connect on it. We'll head to the home half of the third. It's 2-0. Fort Myers gets another run on the solo shot by Rafael Cruz. We'll head to the home half of the third. 2-0. Mighty Muscles in front.
Way down.
We're back here, home half of the third. Robert Robertes going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. Zebby Matthews out for his third inning worth of work. Robertes steps in, out of the windup. Matthews kicks, fires first pitch of the inning. That one missed inside for a ball, 1-0. Back-to-back perfect innings to start it off for Matthews. That one on the outside corner evens it up 1-1. Robertes this season, 165 average, a home run, 7 RBIs. Righty-lefty matchup, that one missed low and in. Two balls and a strike. Now the pitch. That one in there. Fastball right on the inner third. Evens it right back up 2-2. And quickly moving there is Matthews. That inside breaking ball. Robertes takes, and that'll run it full. Three balls, two strikes to the leadoff man. That one a grounder, right side, it's foul. Robertes stays alive now. Zebby on that first base side of the rubber. That one punched towards left in the air. Now going back a little bit late, but able to haul it in is Luis Baez. Looks like he had a little bit of trouble with it being in the sun. But he's able to come down with it, and that'll bring up Roque Salinas now. 7-up, 7-down to start off this ballgame for Matthews. Another lefty-righty matchup. First pitch, looking to lay down a bunt. And off the mound now is Matthews. Picks up throw to first in time. 1-3 put out. Roque trying to get something started, but he left that one too close to the mound. And now Luis Garcia will step in for the first time tonight. Garcia went 0-for-3 last night in his first single-A game with 3 Ks, and he cuts at that one. Tried to hold up, but went around 0-1. Playing in just his second game for the Blue Jays. Now he checks the swing at that one. Did he go around? He did not. A ball and a strike out of the windup. Matthews kicks, deals. That one lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Garcia now down 1-2. Garcia, the last Blue Jay to face Zebby. And the 1-2. That one off the plate outside. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch by the righty. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Very close there. Time call to the plate by Garcia. Count runs full, 3-2. And the payoff pitch. Ground ball right side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Luis Garcia with a fist pump there. His first single A hit. And that's the first hit of the game for the Blue Jays. Blue Jays dugout asking for the ball. Nice moment for Luis Garcia, who got called up prior to the start of yesterday's game one, which was actually on Thursday night. Played in his first game in game two last night. Went 0-for-3, so finally getting that first hit. He's now 1-for-4 in his single-A career. First pitch to Jaden Rudd. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. The righty kicks, fires. That one, foul tip, went straight down off the bat on the check swing by Rudd. Tried to get his bat out of the way, but couldn't. Now 0-2. Matthews working out of the stretch for the first time tonight. He lifts that left leg. Now that one, called strike 3. Fastball in the outside corner. Rudd frustrated with himself. That'll end the inning. Now 4 Ks through the first Three innings for Matthews, just the one hit. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. It's 2-0. Fort Myers leads.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Fort Myers leads 2-0. We're a third of the way through this ballgame. McCauley back out for his fourth inning worth of work. The righty out of the windup. First pitch, grounder, left side, it's foul. 0-1 to start off Maddox Houghton. Bottom third of the order due up in this half inning for the Mighty Muscles. Houghton, Tatum, and Baez. As we're taking a brief pause for Roque to go and retrieve that foul ball. Houghton 0-1, he ended that first inning with the bases loaded with a unassisted put out to first base by Peyton Williams. Cuts and misses on that fastball top of the zone, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. McCauley steps on the rubber and Houghton back in the box. The righty kicks, fires. That one above the zone. 1-2, now the count to the center fielder. The righty, the 1-2 pitch, that one lifted back and out of play. Houghton staying alive there. Count stays 1-2, and you'll see another. One ball, two strikes to the leadoff man. The pitch by Acalde, that one upstairs. Evens it up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, that one in there. Called strike three. And Houghton is asking for a challenge. And it is confirmed as strike three.
The call of strike has been upheld. The result is a strikeout.
So just like that, Fort Myers down to their last challenge. Back-to-back unsuccessful ones to start out this ballgame for Fort Myers. Now Dylan Tatum, the first baseman, stepping in. First pitch by Acalde, that one in the dirt. It popped off the knee pad into the left of Hernandez. 1-0 to start him off. That's 3 Ks now for Acalde. And the 1-0. Foul tip. Went in and out of the mitt of Hernandez. It's 1-1. The 1-1 by Acalde, foul tip back to the screen. Tatum had it timed up but couldn't connect well on it. One ball, two strikes. I believe Tatum called time. They gave him an extra couple seconds to get in the box. Now out of the windup, Picalde kicks, fires. That one called, strike three on the outside corner. Tatum thought it was off the plate, but he didn't challenge with the Mighty Muscles down to their last one. So four Ks for Picalde. Two swinging, two looking. That'll bring up the bottom of the order. Nine-hole hitter Luis Baez up for the second time. He grounded out to third and is only at bat thus far. First pitch, in on the hands, fouled back and out of play, 0-1. No balls, a strike. And the 0-1. That one lifted towards shallow right. Luis Baez on the outfield grass. He's calling for it now. Back it up, able to make the grab, reach back behind him. That'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Mighty Muscles. Another nice inning by Eleander Picalde. We'll head to the home half of the fourth. It's 2-0. Fort Myers leads. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. 2-3-4 hitters due up. First pitch by Matthews to Manuel Beltre. That slider taken above the zone, 1-0. Beltre grounded out to third and is only at bat thus far. The 1-0, he cuts and misses at that slider. Now 1-1. Beltre on the year batting .271, no home runs, 12 RBIs. And the pitch, that one off the end of the bat, and foul. Landed in the left-handed batter's box and rolled just a couple feet over to the right where Ricardo Olivar picked it up. Now a 1-2 count to the plate to Beltre. Out of the windup, the pitch, that one inside, brushing back Beltre. Squares up the count 2-2. That one up above the zone. Slider started off right at him. Couldn't drop in. Count runs full to the first batter of the inning. Just one hit allowed so far for Matthews. And a 3-2. That one ripped, and it's a fair ball. That could be extra bases for Beltre. Takes a favorable bounce for Luis Baez. Throw over to second. Beltre is going to get in there safely. Slides in just ahead of the tag. A leadoff double for Manuel Beltre. That'll bring up Tucker Tolman with a runner in scoring position to start off the inning.
Designated hitter, number 35, Tucker Tolman.
He kept that one right on the line, just past the third base bag. Toman up for the second time. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. First pitch, that one low and inside for a ball 1-0. Blue Jays with a chance to cut into this 2-0 deficit. Just the second hit of the game for Dunedin. Now the righty kicks, fires. That one in on the hands. Popped up left side. That's hooking. That's going to be up into the netting. And it lands between the netting and the wall out there in foul territory just past the tarp. One and one. The count now to Toman. Toman batting from the left side against this right-handed pitcher. Beltre making some quick moves, trying to get in the head. That one lifted towards left center. That might be trouble. Out there is Houghton in diving, and he made the grab. Beltre thought it was on the ground. Now the throw to second, and they're going to tag the base. Beltre thought it was dropped. The diving grab by Maddox Houghton. And they double up Manuel Beltre. Maddox Houghton's sunglasses came off. I think that's what Manuel Beltre saw and instinctively thought it was the ball taking off towards third. Now we're calling time. I think they're getting Houghton a new pair of shades. So Houghton made the diving grab, but at the cost of his sunglasses. And he's able to get the ball over to second base to double up Beltre. So that'll bring up Peyton Williams. Nobody on. Now two down. First pitch. That one, low and inside. 1-0 to start off Williams. He struck out swinging and is only a bat thus far. That one shatters the bat. Grounder over to second. Picked up throw by Sheffield in time. Just the handle was left on that bat for Williams. The barrel made it all the way down to the right field grass. So that'll end the inning. No runs, a hit. Nobody left the board. We'll head to the top half of the fifth. There's going to be a new pitcher for the Blue Jays. When we return, you're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on a chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander on rehab assignment, Fitz Stadler. making his third rehab appearance for the Blue Jays. First pitch, fastball 95, up and in to Jorel Ortega. Top of the order, up for the Mighty Muscles. Stadler, the 26-year-old, out of Arizona State. That one fouled back and to the left, now 1-1. Former 18th round selection by the Blue Jays in 2018. Split time last year between AA New Hampshire and AAA Buffalo. Rather, 2 years ago, he was on the IL all of 2022. Caught in a miss on that off speed, now 1-2. This is his third appearance for the Blue Jays this year. First came on May 17th at Tampa, where he did struggle with command. His second was game one of this series, where he went an inning. No hits, just a walk. Ground ball over to short, picked up by Beltre. Throw across in time for the out, and that's one up, one down. Final line for Eliander Acalde. Four innings pitched, three hits, two runs both earned. Three walks and four Ks. Had a rough first inning where he walked three batters, Acalde did, forcing in a run on one of them. And then the solo shot by Rafael Cruz. Apart from that, Acalde settled in very well. That one fouled off right side. Now 0-1 to start off Danny D'Andrade. But as it stands right now, Acalde exiting the game in line for the loss. Blue Jays down 2-0. Stadler comes set. The 0-1, that one low. Stadler, that fastball sitting mid-90s, right there, 95. 26 years old, 6'9", 230. Very tall right-handed reliever. That one cut out and missed on the slider, now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Stadler looking in. He pitches out of the stretch. Time called. A time violation called on Fitz Stadler. Now that'll even up the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one fouled off right side. Count stays 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Caught and a miss on that slider in the dirt. Hernandez went for the tag, but now just throws over to first to complete the strikeout. Two up, two down. And that'll bring up Ricardo Olivar.
Now batting, number 24, Ricardo Olivar.
Olivar up for the third time. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. Grounded out to second in his last at-bat. That one missed inside. Slider couldn't get over the plate. Little inside, 1-0. Now the 1-0. That one inside. Tuno to start off Olivar. Dangerous hitter at the plate for the Mighty Muscles. The righty comes set. The 2-0. Ground ball, softly hit over towards third. Picked up by McCarty. Long throw in time. And that'll end the inning. 1-2-3. Go the Mighty Muscles. A clean inning for Fitz Stadler. We're halfway through this ballgame. We'll head to the home half of the fifth. It's 2-0. Fort Myers leads.
Of land. some good friends that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing that I don't. Living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while. If you don't believe me, why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing.
We're back here, home half of the fifth. First pitch by Zebby Matthews in his fifth inning worth of work. Slider on the outside corner called a strike. Sammy Hernandez leading things off for the Blue Jays. He's 0-for-1 to start off today. Fly out to center and a cut and a miss on that slider. Really nasty slider there by Matthews, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Matthews. Just 50 pitches so far. That one off the plate outside. Now, 1-2. Three straight sliders to start off the at-bat to Hernandez. And a cut and a miss. Four sliders in the at-bat. Hernandez goes down swinging. Another strikeout for Matthews, his fifth on the night. Now, Ryan McCarty stepping in. 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. Blue Jays offense has been held to nothing so far, really. Their only threat, as that one's lifted right side towards the line, will go Sayer. He's going to settle medium depth about 4 feet from the right field foul line and make the grab. And two up, two down.
Right fielder, number 13, Robertes.
That'll bring up Robert Robertes. The only threat came in the fourth inning on that leadoff double by Manuel Beltre, and Toman made a bid to bring him home. First pitch to Robertes in there for a called strike. But a diving play by Maddox Houghton robbed Toman of extra bases. And then Beltre, thinking that that ball had hit the turf, he was doubled up as he was hustling back from third base. 1-1, that one missed outside. That one off the plate. 2-1 at the moment. Matthews facing just one above the minimum. Only two hits on the day, yet to walk anybody. Caught in a miss on that fastball, now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Matthews kicks, fires. That one in there. Called strike three. Robertes asking for a challenge. And that is confirmed as strike three. So both teams down to one challenge remaining.
The result is a strikeout.
Nobody's gotten Patrick Buell yet. So we'll head to the top half of the sixth. We're through five. Fort Myers leading 2-0. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Come on. humbly, you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel you get me, no. Anytime I see you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again.
We're back here, top half of the sixth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Fitz Stadler back out for his second inning worth of work. First pitch, that one missed down low. Slider a little bit below the knees, 1-0 to start off Rafael Cruz. Cruz 1-for-2 today with a solo shot. That made it a 2-0 ball game in the third inning. The 1-0, that one in there. 1-1. 1-2-3 inning in his first bit of work for Stadler. Out here for another few pitches. Took him just 12 pitches to get through the fifth inning. Caught in a miss there on that slider. Now 1-2. Stadler comes set, kicks, fires, that one inside. Slider backed up Cruz, but it almost broke over the plate. Evens it up 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. That one lifted towards right, over towards the line is Robertis, and that's going to be a foul ball. Landed out of play just barely. Robertis ran out of room, or else I think he would have had it. So the count stays 2-2. Cruz taking a little bit to get back to the box. Now he's finally there. Stadler already on the rubber. He comes set. That one sent towards left. Off the end of the bat, over the track is Roque, and he backpedals right in front of the wall, making the grab. That'll be out number one. So Cruz gave that one a ride, but it was a little bit off the end of the bat. Lost a little bit of the velocity off the bat and died just in front of the wall. That'll bring up Dalton Shuffield now, up for the third time. He's 1-for-2 with a double. Now the first pitch to Shuffield, that one in there for a strike. Fastball above the knees. 0-1. That one a little bit low. Fastball 93 that time by Stadler. It's 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. That one just inside. Two balls, one strike. Fouled right back to the top of the screen. Lands back into the field of play. And it's 2-2 now to Shuffield. Two balls, two strikes. Stadler looking in. He comes set. Kicks, fires. That one lifted right side up and out of play. So Shuffield stays alive. He'll see another late on that fastball, but got enough to stay in the count. And the 2-2. That one in there. Called strike three. Asking for a challenge is Shuffield. This could be their last of the game, and it is confirmed. Strike three.
The call of strike has been upheld. The result strikeout.
Fort Myers goes 0 for 3 on their challenges. They've got no more throughout the rest of this ball game. Now Alex Sayer will step in. Nobody on, two down. Patrick Buell has been all over those strike calls. First pitch, lost the grip on that slider, went over the head of Sayer. 1-0 to start him off. That one lifted towards left center. Jaden Rudd getting on his horse over towards the track. It's going to hit the base of the wall. Extra bases for Alex Sayer. First hit that Stadler's given up. Sayer with a great piece of hitting and hit right on the bottom of the wall out there in left center field. So a two-out double. We'll see this inning continue now. Maddox Houghton is going to step in, and that's going to be it for Fitz Stadler. Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. He's going to get the ball from Stadler. That'll end his day. A solid rehab outing by him. An inning and two-thirds, just the one hit allowed. He exits with a runner on second base. We'll have a new pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back with a new Blue Jays pitcher. We're back here, top half of the sixth. Kiner Leone is the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. He enters two down here, top half of the sixth inning with a runner at second base. That runner belongs to Fitz Stadler, who exits after an inning and two-thirds. Just the one hit allowed. No walks and two Ks. First pitch missed to Maddox Houghton. 1-0, that one off the plate outside. Now a 2-0 count to start him off. Leone on for the ninth time this year. 9 2/3 innings worth of work, a 6.52 ERA, and a 1-2 win-loss record. That one lifted towards right, going back towards the wall a little bit is Robertus, but he settles in front of the warning track to make the grab, and that will end the inning. No runs, the one hit, the double by Alex Sayer. He's stranded at second base, and we'll head to the home half of the sixth. It's 2-0. Fort Myers leads here at TD Ballpark.
Join us on Saturday, June
24th. I'll be like, shoot, sunset on the beach. Pick me on a pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key. Yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby, we
try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be addy hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Kill, they violent. Look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that stuff down and write it.
Sunshine, 24/7 clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here. Yeah, looking for the top, it's so clear. Yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Mighty Muscles is the right-hander, number 41, Jonathan Lavallee. He's on for the 10th time this year, 1-0 record, 6.08 ERA through 13 and a third worth of work. Caught and a miss on that first pitch by Roque Salinas. He starts 0-1. That ends the day for Zebby Matthews, an excellent outing for him. Five innings pitched, just two hits, no runs, no walks, and six Ks, facing just one above the minimum. Cut in a miss of that one. Now, Roque down 0-2. He calls time. Lefty-righty matchup to first batter he faces for Lavallee. And the 0-2. Cut in a miss on the high fastball. 94 miles an hour above the zone. Roque chased after it. That'll be out number one for a strikeout for Lavallee. That'll bring up Luis Garcia. This is the third time the Blue Jays are seeing Lavallee this year. First pitch to Garcia, cut at and missed. 94-mile-an-hour fastball above the zone, 0-1. So far against Dunedin, he's gone three innings pitched as there's a cut and a miss again. Three hits, no runs allowed, no walks, and seven Ks. He's had the Blue Jays' numbers in relief for the Mighty Muscles. Now an 0-2 count. And the pitch, that one off the plate outside. Fort Myers can't challenge anymore. So they'll be living and dying by the calls of Patrick Buell. That one above the zone now, 2-2. Count evens up against Garcia. Righty-righty matchup. Lavallee comes set. Kicks fires the 2-2 pitch. That one off the plate outside. Now 3-2. Fort Myers with no challenges remaining. The Blue Jays only one. Not a single challenge has resulted in an overturned call. That one fouled off. Staying alive at the plate is Garcia. Garcia with his first single-A hit in his last at-bat. He's 1-for-4 as a Blue Jay. Now the 3-2. That one inside. Garcia, the only Blue Jay to reach twice so far today. Puts a runner on with one away for Jaden Rudd. Jaden up for the third time. He's got two Ks, one looking, one swinging. Righty-lefty matchup. Lavallee kicks, fires, first pitch. That one well outside. Lost the grip on that breaking ball. 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. That one ripped towards the Blue Jays' dugout. Went inside the dugout and bounced out. Hopefully everybody's okay. Couple guys looking back. Nobody rushing there for medical attention, doesn't look like. Hopefully everybody's good. A ball and a strike. Garcia with his lead. That one skips across the plate. Now it's 2-1, the count to Rudd. Two balls, a strike. That one inside. Now a 3-1 count to Rudd. Lavallee with a 3-1 count. There goes the runner, and that one, ball four anyway. So Garcia was off of the pitch, but it was low. Back-to-back walks here in this sixth inning. The Blue Jays, maybe with a chance here to cut into the deficit. And now Richard Salazar is going to head out of the dugout. One of the two pitching coaches for the Mighty Muscles. They're going to have a mound visit. Runners on first and second here. Back-to-back walks by Lavallee. Puts Garcia in scoring position. Rudd over there at first base. Quite a bit of speed on the base pass right now for the Blue Jays. And Lavallee on the year, just three walks coming into tonight through 13 and a third innings. This is the first time all season that he's walked two in an appearance. 13 and a third innings pitched so far this year, 20 Ks, 20 strikeouts to three walks. He's had excellent command all season long. But now he sees himself in a little bit of trouble here in this sixth inning. Manuel Beltre stepping in. Lavallee comes set. First pitch. Checks his swing of that one above the zone. Good take there by Beltre. 1-0 to start him. 16 pitches. 9 balls for Lavallee. The 1-0. That one fouled back to the screen. Now 1-1. Ball and a strike. Runners on first and second for Beltre. The 1-1 pitch. That one in the dirt. Now 2-1 the count to Beltre. Dangerous part of the order for the Blue Jays. Beltre, Tillman, and Williams, the next three that will be at the plate, including Beltre, who's currently there. Now the 2-1. Above the zone. Now 3-1 the count to Beltre. Tillman over there, the dugout, getting some words of advice from Matt Young, the hitting coach. And that one in there. Fastball. Beltre was taken the entire time, and that runs it full. 3-2. 3-2. Time called at the plate by Beltre. Lavallee comes set. The righty kicks, fires. That one called strike three, asking for a challenge right away was Beltre. Really close pitch, and it is confirmed as strike three. So neither team has a challenge remaining, and neither team got one right. How about that? That's got to be a huge confidence booster for Patrick Buell. He went 6-for-6 on challenged pitches. Now Tucker Thoman stepping in. Two down here, runners at first and second. First pitch missed up high for a ball, 1-0. That one just clipped the outside zone. Looking at it on game day. Now the 1-0, that one above the zone, 2-0. little bit of an argument on that pitch by the Fort Myers dugout. The 2-0. That one below the knees. A 3-0 count to Toman. We'll see if he's got the green light here on 3-0. Runners at first and second, two down. 3-0 pitch. That one in there. Three balls and a strike. Lavallee trying to get out of the inning. His command hasn't been great, but he's an out away. Tapper right side. That's a foul ball. That'll run it full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. Toman at the plate, batting from the left side against the righty. Lavallee comes set. And a turn towards second. Now the throw is behind Garcia. It almost hit him in the back of the head. Lavallee at first didn't make a throw to second, but realizing that Garcia wasn't really looking his direction, almost hit him in the back of the helmet. So luckily nothing happened there. Now the 3-2 pitch. That one upstairs. Ball four, and that's going to bring up Peyton Williams. Three walks in the inning for Jonathan Lavallee. That brings up Peyton, who has been the hottest hitter in the month of May for the Blue Jays. Coming into tonight, batting .333 with 3 home runs and 18 of his 29 RBIs. First pitch, that one cut at and missed. Fastball, a little bit late on it. Late decision to swing. 0-1 to start off Peyton. Tying run potentially there at second base. And the 0-1. Fouled off to the screen. Now down 0-2. Lavallee's got a few pitches to work with here to try and get Williams out and leave the bases loaded. Peyton's got to be defensive and be careful, but strike if the opportunity presents itself. The 0-2, caught and a miss. Fastball off the plate. He's down on 3 pitches. What a weird inning that was. During the strikeouts, Lavallee looked unhittable. And during the walks, it looked like he couldn't find the zone. But he's able to leave the bases loaded. In the sixth, the Blue Jays lead the tying run at second base. We'll head to the top of the seventh. It's 2-0. Fort Myers ahead. We're back here, top half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Blue Jays, the righty Alex Amalfi out for the fifth time. Just his second in relief. First pitch to Dylan Tatum in there for a called strike. So the Blue Jays opting to Justice Kiner Leon for the one out that he recorded with that runner at second base in relief of Fitz Stadler. The 0-1 by Amalfi. That one called a strike outside corner. Tatum didn't like it. But he can't challenge. It's 0-2. Blue Jays leaving the bases loaded in the bottom half of the last inning. Down 2-0 here in this seventh. An 0-2 count at the plate to Tatum. Amalfi comes set. Glove over the face. Now out of the windup. Kicks, fires that one in the dirt front of the left-handed batter's box. 1-2 the count. Amalfi 0-2, but a 1.69 ERA through 10 2/3. That one upstairs a little bit now. 2-2. Again, no challenges throughout the remainder of this ballgame, just some good old-fashioned baseball. That one fouled back and out of play. Count stays the same, 2-2. Patrick Buehl has definitely proved that he can call balls and strikes, so I do love the challenge system, but I'm okay with it going forward. That one fouled back to the screen now, 2-2, and now it goes right back to Sammy and Patrick Buehl. Two and two the count. Back-to-back pitch is fouled off by Tatum. Now the 2-2 again by Amalfi. That one up and in almost hit Tatum. He had to duck out of the way of it. Fastball at 93. Patrick Buehl is going to give Tatum a few seconds to regain his composure and get back in the box. Now 3-2. Amalfi. Full count pitch. Foul, tip, strikeout. Stayed in the mitt of Hernandez. Down swinging goes Tatum. One batter, one strikeout for Amalfi. And that'll bring up Luis Baez. First pitch foul. Back to the screen. 0-1 to start off Baez. Out of the windup, the 0-1 by Amalfi. That one lifted right side up and out of play. Now 0-2. Still just a 2-0 ball game here in the top of the seventh. The 0-2 pitch, caught and a miss. Fastball at 94 that time by Amalfi. Down swinging goes Baez. Amalfi looking really good right now. That'll bring up the top of the order, Jarrell Ortega. Out of the lineup, first pitch to Ortega. The slider that time by Amalfi. Off the plate outside, 1-0. Ortega on the day, 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. And that one doesn't drop in there, maybe a little inside 2-0. Took a little bit off, but went back with a slider. 76 that time. Caught and a miss. Right back with a slider, sped it up, 81. Unless he's working on a new curveball that I'm not aware about. Amalfi changing the speed of that breaking ball. That one fouled back to the screen. Now 2-2. Four straight sliders to start off the at-bat to Ortega. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Amalfi out of the windup. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Amalfi comes in, strikes out the side. We'll head to the home half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. 2-0 lead for Fort Myers. Bottom of the seventh coming up. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours.
We're back here, bottom half of the seventh. Sammy Hernandez going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. And there's something going on. Patrick Buell out to switch out the ball, I believe, for Jonathan Lavallee. Might not have been switched out after that throw down to second. So now we'll start. Lavallee out for a second inning worth of work. Took him 30 pitches to get through the sixth inning. He walked three but left the bases loaded. First pitch taken off the plate outside by Sammy Hernandez. 1-0 to start him off. He's 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. The 1-0 pitch, that one above the zone, now 2-0. Hernandez, McCarty, and Robertes, the 5-6-7 hitters due up in this half inning for Dunedin. That one below the knee is now a 3-0 count. Lavallee looks like he's getting frustrated with that lack of command right now. Now the 3-0. That one in there. Hernandez thought he drew ball four, but Patrick Buell says that caught the zone. Three balls, a strike. Lavallee comes set. That one at the knees. That'll run it full. Three balls, two strikes. Righty kicks, fires. That one fouled off, back and out of play. Sammy stays alive. He'll see another. Patrick Buell right again. That first strike that Hernandez thought was going to be a ball did catch the zone. That one bloop towards center coming in is out, and that's going to land in front of him. Off the end of the bat, it sounded like it might have broke it. But it does just enough to land in front of Maddox Houghton hustling in from center. A bloop single to lead off this inning. Now Ryan McCarty stepping in. First hit that Lavallee has given up. Only the third of the night for Dunedin and only the seventh overall this evening by both teams. First pitch missed up high for a ball. 1-0 to start off McCarty. He's 0-2, a ground out and a fly out. Now the 1-0. That one upstairs. Fastball at 90. Lavallee looking like starting to run out of gas. This will be his 40th pitch. Wonder how long they're going to keep him in. The 2-0. Fouled back to the screen. Now 2 and 1 the count. When he entered the game, his fastball was sitting 94-95. It's dropped all the way to 90 miles an hour here, 40 pitches in. 20 balls, 20 strikes. Lavallee comes set. 2-1 to McCarty. Caught and a miss on that fastball. Now it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The ready kicks fires. That one lifted towards center. Houghton now hustling in again, and he's going to have room. Enough time to get up underneath it. His first step was back, and then he quickly realized it was well out in front of him. He's able to recover, run it down, make the grab, four out number one. Now one on, one away for Robert Robertis. First out recorded by Lavallee that wasn't via the K. First pitch to Robertis, late on that decision to swing, 0-1 to start him off. Robertis 0-2, fly out and a strikeout. Righty comes set. Fort Myers does have a guy warming in the pen, the 0-1 pitch, that one inside. Evens up the count 1-1. Again, neither team with a challenge for the remainder of this game. It's all up to Patrick Buell. The 1-1. That one low and inside. 2-1 the count now. Sammy taking his lead off first base. The 2-1 pitch. That one ripped towards right. Back to the wall is Sayre. He turns, and that's off the top of the wall. Extra bases potentially for Robertis. The throw is going to be towards second, and it's away. Now Sammy's going to hustle on. No, he's going to stop at third. Quickly to get to it was Danny DeAndrade. Ends up being a double. Hernandez got into third base. Took a few steps off as that ball got away from DeAndrade, covering the second base bag.
Left fielder,
but not far enough to warrant Sammy risking that play at home. So runners at second and third. That's going to bring out Brian Meyer, the manager for Fort Myers. That's going to be it for Jonathan Lavallee. Wait for him to take the ball, and he does. Mighty Muscles going to the pen here. Runners on second and third, one away. It'll be Roque Salinas when we return. New pitcher for the Mighty Muscles coming in now. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll meet the new Mighty Muscles pitcher when we return. Bottom half of the seventh, one away. 2-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles. We're back here, bottom half of the seventh, a 2-0 ball game, but the Blue Jays have two runners in scoring position, just one out. A.J. Labus is on to try and get out of this jam for the Mighty Muscles. He's on for the 10th time this year, 15 and two-thirds innings pitched so far, a 4.60 ERA with a 1-0 win-loss record. Third time the Blue Jays are facing Labus. 2 1/3 innings combined through the last two outings against Dunedin for Labus. He's yet to allow a hit, a run, or a base runner at all. He's on to face Roque Salinas, Runners on second and third, one away. The righty kicks, fires first pitch, cut and a miss. That inside breaking ball to start off Roque 0-1. That double by Robert Robertes missed being a home run by about 2 feet on the top of the wall. If not for that, we're tied. The 0-1. Ground ball right side. That's going to be picked up by the first baseman, Dylan Tatum. He tags out Roque. No chance for Sammy to hustle on over to home.
Second baseman, number 41.
George Carroll, the third base coach, I think he thought Sammy should have broke on that ball on the dirt. But now that brings up Luis Garcia, the only Blue Jay to reach twice today. Righty-righty matchup. Chance to tie the ball game for Garcia. First pitch. That one shot into right field. Base hit. They're going to wave around Robertes. The throw is going to be to the plate, and it's going to be not in time. Two-run RBI for Luis Garcia. His first RBIs as a Blue Jay. He was caught in between first and second, but nobody covered the first base bag. He got back in time. Luis Garcia. He's been aboard all three times, and he brings in the tying run. How about that? Garcia, after going 0-for-3 in his first game at the single-A level, he's now 2-for-2 with two RBIs. It's a brand-new ball game here in the seventh. Runner on first, two down for Jaden Rudd. First pitch, that one ripped. That's going to get through for a base hit. Garcia's going to head over towards third. The pickup by Houghton is going to go to second. Now, runners on first and third for the Blue Jays. The dugout for Dunedin is pumped up, as is the crowd here at TD Ballpark. First and third, the Blue Jays. They're looking for a kill shot here. That brings up Manuel Beltre. Runners on first and third, two down. Potential go-ahead run 90 feet away. Back-to-back base hits by Garcia and Rudd. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch to Beltre. That one in there for a called strike, 0-1. Labus comes set. The 0-1, that one popped up right side. That'll get up and out of play. Tucker Thoman, the DH tonight on deck. An 0-2 count to Beltre at the plate. Two down, runners on the corners. The first real threat since, rather second threat since that leadoff double by Beltre in the fourth inning. Now a tapper foul. There went Rudd. He was off of the pitch. Beltre fouls it off, and Rudd will head back over to first base. Beltre was getting in the box before Rudd even made it back to first. So now we're ready to go. We'll see if Rudd takes off again. No balls, two strikes. Labus comes set. The 0-2, that one low and outside. Ball and two strikes. That was the first ball that Labus has thrown. The 1-2. Check and a swing of that one low and outside. Did he go around? He did not, says Connor Crowell. Count squared up. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Runners on first and third. AJ Labus comes set. The 2-2 pitch. That one inside. That runs it full to Beltre. He's been so good at working counts all year long. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Inside, ball four. That'll load the bases here now for Tucker Thoman. Fort Myers can't get out of this jam. Two runs have already come in. Now Richard Salazar is going to head out and talk to A.J. Labus. Base is loaded. Two down here for Tucker Thoman. A.J. Labus entered the game with runners on second and third with only one away. He got a ground out to Roque with the runners staying exactly where they were. And he was one out away from getting out of this jam. But a single to Luis Garcia plated both runners. Then a single to Jaden Rudd made it runners on first and third. Now a walk to Beltre. And Tucker Thoman will step in with the bases juiced and two down. Tie ball game here in the seventh. Big chance here for the Blue Jays to take their first lead. Thoman stepping in. Batting from the left side against the righty. He's 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. Chance here to make his mark on the night. First pitch, that one, low and inside, 1-0. Both of the runs coming in have been charged to Jonathan Lavallee. Anything going forward will be to Labus. The 1-0 pitch. Foul tip, that one hit Ricardo Olivar. I believe right on the thigh of the catcher. 1-1, the count now to Thoman. A ball and a strike. Labus looking in. Gets the sign from Olivar. He comes set. The 1-1. That one inside. Tough, but a good take there by Thoman. 8th batter of the inning for Dunedin. Now the 2-1. Ground ball through the middle. Base hit for Thoman. Blue Jays have the lead. Another run's coming in. Jaden Rudd's going to score as well. A 2-RBI single for Tucker Thoman. What a rally here in this 7th inning. Tucker Thoman gives the Blue Jays their first lead of the night. They lead 4-2 here, bottom half of the 7th now. Peyton Williams will step in. Advancing over to third was Beltre, so runners on the corners again. Luis Garcia and Jaden Rudd both come in to score. Now the dangerous left-handed hitter stepping in. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch. That one, a base hit into center. Another run's going to come in. Thoman's going to head to third. It'll be runners on the corners again. 5-2 lead. 9 batters already to the plate. 5 runs in. Now Sammy Hernandez, who led off this inning with a base hit to center field, came around to score the first run. He's back up. First pitch to Hernandez. That one in there for a called strike. Oh and one. Labus trying to get out of this inning. That one popped up left side down the line. That's hooking towards the tarp. Out there is the shortstop, Dan Jardine, and he makes the grab on the line. They rule it in foul territory, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays offense explodes for 5. They were knocking at the door 3 times tonight, and they finally answered the door. We'll head to the top half of the 8th. 5-2 lead, Blue Jays up after a big 7th inning. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. We'll be back for the 8th.
up and sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes. Dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
Oh, yeah, don't go yet. Don't go.
We're back here, top half of the eighth, and the ball game has been turned up on its head. The Blue Jays up by 3, 5-2 after a big five-run inning. Alex DeMolfi first pitched the slider to Danny D'Andrade. He cuts and misses 0-1. Amalfi went 3 up, 3 down, 3 Ks in his first inning worth of work. That one lifted high left side. That's going to get up and out of play now, 0-2. A big seventh inning by the Blue Jays, sending 10 to the plate, scoring 5. Now Amalfi, the 0-2 page. That one lifted right side up and out of play. D'Andrade stays alive. D'Andrade 1-for-3, singled back in the first inning, made it to third. 0-for-2 since, a fly out and a strikeout. The 0-2, that one yanked by Amalfi. Kept in front by Hernandez. Counts 1-2 now. After the Blue Jays left the bases loaded in the sixth inning, they finally exploded for 5. Caught and a miss. Down swinging is D'Andrade. 4 straight Ks to start off the outing for Alex Amalfi. That'll bring up Ricardo Olivar, the catcher. Olivar 0-for-2, he reached on a walk. 2 ground outs since. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start him off. Again, Amalfi taking some off that breaking ball. On that first base side of the rubber, Amalfi starts his windup. That one a little above the zone. Now 1-1. Try to drop it in there. Amalfi, the righty, the 1-1 pitch. That one in there. Dropped it in. Now 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch. That one sent towards left. Coming in now late is Roque, but he's able to run it down and make the grab. 4 out number 2. First non-strikeout for Alex Amalfi, and that's going to bring up Rafael Cruz. Another righty-righty matchup. Out of the windup, Amalfi first pitch to Cruz. That one upstairs. Fastball at 93. 1-0 to start it off. Cruz 1-for-3. That solo homer back in the third. That put Fort Myers up 2-0. That's where it stayed until that last inning. That one in there. Slider inside corner. 1-1. Out of the windup, the 1-1 pitch. That one drops in there. Keeps switching up that velo on the breaking ball. Now, ball and 2 strikes. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Back-to-back perfect innings for Amalfi. five Ks. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. The Blue Jays will look to add a couple insurance runs here after they took the lead in the last inning. It's 5-2. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride.
We're back here, home half of the eighth. A.J. Labus back out pitching for the Mighty Muscles after he gave up three of those runs in that inning. First pitch to Ryan McCarty, taking low and outside for a ball 1-0. McCarty 0-3. The 1-0, he tries to check his swing, but he went around. Evens it up 1-1. It'll be McCarty, Robertus, and Salinas all due up in this half inning. The 1-1, that one off the plate outside. 2-1 the count. Blue Jays up by 3. There's someone warming up in the Dunedin pen. That might be it for Amalfi. Now the 2-1 by Labus. That one low and outside. 3-1 now to start off this inning with McCarty at the plate. Labus starts the windup. The 3-1 pitch. That one outside. A leadoff walk. McCarty aboard for the first time tonight. That'll bring up Robert Robertus. He doubled and scored after his last at bat. Hit a bullet that went about 2 feet from the top of the wall out there and right. First pitch, that one skips behind the plate now, 1-0. Labus kicks, fires that one, a line shot into center. That's going to be a base hit for Robertus. Turning and going towards third is McCarty. The throw is not going to be in time. Advancing over to second now is Robertus. The Blue Jays threatening again here in the eighth.
Left fielder, number 26, Roque.
It's going to be a single for Robertus, advancing to second on the throw. And now two runners in scoring position, no outs here in the eighth inning. That's going to get Brian Meyer out of the dugout again for the Mighty Muscles. Another mid-inning pitching change. Wait for him to take the ball. But that'll be it for Labus. Meyer does take the ball. They'll head to the bullpen. We'll be back here, bottom half of the eighth. Runners at second and third. The Blue Jays offense on fire right now. We'll introduce the new Fort Myers pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. Runners at second and third, no outs for the Blue Jays. The infield in for the Mighty Muscles. Samuel Perez, the lefty out of Venezuela, is the new pitcher for Fort Myers. First pitch to Roque. That one, a line shot into center. That's going to be a base hit. Robertis, they're giving him the wave. The pickup by Houghton. The throw to the plate is not going to come. A two RBI single for Roque Salinas extends the Blue Jays lead out to five. First pitch swinging, and he sends it to center field. Now Luis Garcia back up again. This Blue Jays lineup has exploded over this last inning plus. Seven runs in the seventh and eighth innings. Now a righty-lefty matchup. The lefty kicks, fires, first pitch. Cut at and missed by Garcia. 0-1 to start him off. Garcia's reached base all three times. Two singles and a walk, two RBIs on the night. He tied the game back up in the seventh inning. The 0-1. Caught and a miss on that changeup. Now 0-2 the count. Garcia calls time, now stepping back in. No balls, two strikes, one on, nobody out. And the 0-2, caught and a miss. Well, it had to happen eventually, but Garcia goes down swinging. First time Fort Myers has retired him tonight. That'll bring up the top of the order. Jaden Rudd back up. One on, one away. Perez kicks, fires, first pitch. That one lifted towards shallow center. Out there is De Andrade. He's calling for it. Now Houghton coming in. He's going to call for it. Did he make the grab? He did. He slid for it. He called off his shortstop for probably a tougher play, but luckily for him, he was able to come up with it. Another nice play by the center fielder who made a diving catch to rob Tucker Thoman of extra bases earlier. Now Manuel Beltre will be the batter. Righty-lefty matchup. Perez comes set. Out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. First pitch to Beltre. Fouled back to the top of the screen. Comes straight down. Now 0-1. Two down with Roque at first. A five-run lead for the Blue Jays. That one low inside, that's going to move Roque over to second. Popped away from Ricardo Olivar. Now another runner in scoring position for the Blue Jays. One count. The lefty kicks, fires. That one cut at and missed. The change up there. One and two. The count now to Beltre. Blue Jays started off 0 for 3 with runners in scoring position. And now 4 for 6 since. They've come up clutch when they've been presented an opportunity to score in the latter stages of this ballgame. A 2-2 count now to Beltre. Lefty kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. That one pops away from Olivar. Now the throw over to third. A late break by Roque, and he's tagged out. So the Blue Jays make the final out at third base. They break that cardinal rule. But that will end the inning, and the Blue Jays take a five-run lead to the ninth. There's going to be a call to the bullpen. We'll introduce the new pitcher out to close this one out when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays up 7-2, three outs to go. We'll be back for the ninth.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here, top half of the ninth. Dalton Shuffield's going to lead things off. It's going to be Ian Churchill out for the 13th time for Dunedin. 15 innings pitched, a 3-0 record. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Shuffield. That does it for Alex Amalfi, who was fantastic in his two innings of work. No runs, no hits. No walks, 5 Ks, 2 perfect innings from the righty. Chopper left side picked up by McCarty. Long throw across the diamond, a bullet out of that right hand of McCarty. One up, one down.
Right fielder, number 12.
When Ian Churchill started warming up, it was a save situation, but 2 runs scored in the bottom half of the eighth has now made it not a save situation. Churchill's been extremely dependable this year for Dunedin. That one a little bit off the plate to start it off, 1-0. He's been a late inning guy all season long. Lefty kicks, fires. That one just above the zone, 2-0. Had a little bit of a rough stretch in the Fort Myers series at the beginning of this month, giving up 3 runs in just an inning worth of combined work between 2 appearances. That one cut out and missed now, 2-1. But apart from that, he's been exceptional. You take that week, those 2 outings, that 1 total inning out of his numbers for the year. No runs given up. That one taken upstairs, now a 3-1 count. So he's on to finish this game off. The lefty kicks, fires. That one cut out and missed. Fastball right on the outside corner. Sayer couldn't get to it. Three balls, 2 strikes. Remember, a doubleheader tomorrow. Blue Jays trying to even this series back up after they lost the first 2 games. Potentially go for the win tomorrow. 3-2, that one off the plate outside. Sayer draws the walk. That'll bring up Maddox Houghton, 1-on, 1 away. Houghton on the night, 0-for-3. A ground out, a strikeout, and a flyout. Churchill kicks, fires, first pitch. That one just inside. 1-0 to start off Houghton. Runner on first, one away. That one inside. Sammy calls time. He heads out to the mound, talking things over with Churchill. Maybe noticing something that Churchill's doing in his delivery to miss the zone a little bit. 10 pitches, only 4 found the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Churchill, the pitch. Caught and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. He couldn't get to it. Now it's 2-1. Blue Jays looking for their 23rd win of the year. Trying to pull within a game of Fort Myers for second place in this division as that one's fouled back. And Bradenton, the team in between Fort Myers and Dunedin, currently leading the Jupiter Hammerheads 9-0. So it looks like that game's going to be pretty solid in that final. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Houghton. Top of the zone fastball. Couldn't get up to it. And now Blue Jays one out away. So whatever Ian and Sammy discussed out there on the mound seemed to work in that at bat. 3 straight strikes to retire Houghton. Now first pitch to Dylan Tate on that one, low and inside. Churchill, the 1-0. That one upstairs. 2-0 count to Tatum. Blue Jays not really keeping an eye over there at first base with Alex Sayre. Caught and a miss on that fastball. Now 2-1. In all reality, Sayre doesn't really matter at all to the Blue Jays right now. Up by 5, you're only focused at the guy at the plate at all times in this 9th inning. Churchill kicks, fires. That one lifted right side, up and out of play. Now 2-2, the Blue Jays, 1 strike away. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 on, 2 away. Churchill trying to finish this game off. Lefty comes set. Kicks, fires. That one inside. Just a touch inside. Now 3-2. Full count, 2 down. And the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to be picked up by Beltre. Throw to first. In time. They got him. Beltre had to run a long way, but he made the play, made the throw. And that does it here for game 4 of this series. The Blue Jays come back in a big way, scoring 5 runs in the 8th and tacking on 2 insurance runs. They take this game by a score of 7-2. The win goes to Alex Amalfi. His first win of the year, and the loss goes to A.J. Labus. His first loss of the year. No save, but the Blue Jays even up this series here on this Saturday night in Dunedin. Final lines, 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors for the Mighty Muscles. And for the Blue Jays, 7 runs on 10 hits. They committed 0 errors. Again, we're back tomorrow for a doubleheader at noon here at TD Ballpark to wrap up this series. First pitch at noon. Coverage will begin here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network at 11:45. We appreciate everyone who tuned in tonight. And as always, on behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow. Blue Jays win 7-2.
know I'll be A-O-A-OK. When I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-OK. I know I'll be A-O-A-OK.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's staged. Let me change your mind.
Big city where know you can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my-